Forgotten America now has a voice. America's Voice, Steve Gruber.
Nice, it's Halloween music. All right, it's the best I got. That must be the way Democrats feel today. Big trick by Real Clear Politics and Real Clear Investigations, releasing the name of the whistleblower that has apparently been known inside the Beltway for a long time inside the swamp. Eric Cheramella is 33 years old. He's a Yale graduate. He speaks Russian. He speaks Ukrainian. He speaks Arabic and has close ties to John Brennan, Joe Biden, James Comey, and was removed from the West Wing where he was at the Ukrainian desk. He was moved, an Obama holdover he was. He was moved into the West Wing, but dismissed in June of 2017 because he was accused of working against Trump and leaking from the West Wing against Trump, according to NSA officials and sources. My next guest, Dr. Richard Ebling, an AIER senior fellow, is the BB&T Distinguished Professor of Ethics and Free Enterprise Leadership at the Citadel. Professor, good morning.
Good morning. Good to be with you again.
And I want to point out that the reason that Real Clear Politics, under their division of Real Clear Investigations, decided to do this late yesterday, here's what they wrote early in the article. Real Clear Investigations is disclosing the name because of the public's interest in learning details of an effort to remove a sitting president from office. And I think that is absolutely true. Because you're a whistleblower means you can't be fired, means you can't be thrown in jail. It doesn't mean you get to remain anonymous, correct?
Correct. If I can just say, I think that this shows the desperation of the Democrats in wanting to be able to show that they couldn't show them that Trump was illegitimate merely because Clinton got more popular votes, because the rules of the Electoral College. They weren't able to prove that he was colluding with Vladimir Putin to rig the last presidential election.
Well, let me jump in there.
They now call upon this guy,
yep,
who as a whistleblower to claim that, again, national interest and personal bias has resulted in him misusing his office when it clearly is the bias of the other side.
Let me give you one more detail here, Professor, as we continue to sort this out. In May 2017, Cheramella went, quote, outside the chain of command, according to former NSC co-workers, to send an email to another agency that Trump was holding a meeting with Russian diplomats in the Oval Office. This came the day after Comey was fired. It was this guy who started the whole Putin fired Comey narrative. It was this guy that set the whole thing in motion about Donald Trump was, you know, kneeling to Vladimir Putin to fire James Comey. Cheramella is the guy that started that entire thread. I mean, this guy is deep and dirty. And I have to ask myself, and I ask you as I read through this, is this guy the insurance policy?
No, but if this is seen to be the truth, and if it is the truth, there's no way even the mainstream media can really avoid talking about it, and they can try to give it all the spin that they can. But it will just come back in their face. Indeed, may I suggest that this may be the very reason why Nancy Pelosi was so reluctant for so long in trying to further an impeachment pursuit in the House, because she had her own doubts about whether it wouldn't come back to haunt them once these facts came out. But obviously the pressure from the left within the Democratic Party, and I'm no supporter of Pelosi here, okay?
I understand.
I'm just saying the politics of it. Obviously, the forces from the left are so determined to try to delegitimize Trump that they will resort to anything. This is bias and corruption and misuse of power. This fellow is misuse of power.
Well, we've been hearing a lot of stories come in from behind the closed doors of the impeachment inquiry that's being held in secret for the most part, right? And just yesterday or just this week with Vindemar, we heard that they were shutting down lines of questioning from the Republicans. Well, in this report, they say the reason for that is these Republicans were asking different witnesses, what was your dealing with Eric Cheramella? And the Democrats, Adam Schiff, would immediately shut you. We can't talk about that. We're not allowed to talk about it. You can't talk about your dealings with this guy who is instrumental in the entire operation. Those are the lines of questioning that have been being shut down And in fact, in this article, it claims that the Democrats are going to, well, they were, probably not. Now, we're going to go back and try to scrub the record of this guy's name to keep it hush-hush. And yet, everybody in Washington knows, and now everybody knows.
Yes. You know, often President Trump uses rather exaggerated rhetoric in various ways. But I think that this is definitely showing that when he has accused the Democrats of playing at a game of a kangaroo court merely for political purposes, this is an instance where his rhetoric clearly is going to be shown to be the truth.
Well, and here's the other thing. It also demonstrates to me, Professor, why they have done their level best over the last few weeks and months to try to totally destroy John Durham's reputation and William Barr's reputation, because all roads lead back to Ukraine, as I have said for years here. All of the roads lead back to Ukraine, whether it's Bill and Hillary Clinton, the Steele dossier, Joe Biden, and now the whistleblower who went back and forth with Joe Biden on Air Force Two to Ukraine on at least a couple of occasions, according to federal records. This guy flew with Joe Biden. He's an anti-Trump registered Democrat. I mean, if the American people can't see this for exactly what it is, then they're willfully blind. And I know that people will see this if the mainstream media decides to cover it, right?
Well, I don't see how they can completely avoid covering it. If it's covered by just even many important outlets on the conservative side, or if Fox News plays it up very big and the wide audience that all the surveys show Fox has compared to CNN, there's no way that CNN and the other mainstream outlets can avoid it. How can the Washington Post or the New York Times avoid it completely? Then they may try to give it any kind of spin they want.
They can do what they want, but it is trending.
They can't completely ignore it.
It is trending on Twitter. A side note, Twitter, by the way, announcing yesterday they will not take any political advertising of any sort in 2000 for this 2020 election cycle. Professor Richard Ebling here, AIER Senior Fellow, the BB&T Distinguished Professor of Ethics and Free Enterprise Leadership at the Citadel. We got about a minute here, Professor. But this guy's entanglements with John Brennan, James Clapper, he was invited to events at the White House as a low-level staffer to events where the president was, President Obama, that is, and Clapper and Comey and Brennan and all these people well beyond his station in life, if you will. So he's been well-connected for a very long time, and that's why I say, I wonder if he's part of the insurance policy that Stroke and Page and others talked about in their emails. But it's worth exploring. It's worth vetting. And I'm sure John Durham is on the trail. I'll give you the last word.
This shows the deepness of the what's called the deep state. That is the entrenched bureaucracy, the entrenched policymaking establishment, the entrenched political network that lives off power and influence and plunder in Washington. And anyone who seems to be a threat to that, left, right, or center, will be attacked and undermined and even lied about. And that is the case in this instance.
Yeah. So we've got the article up on the Steve Greer Show Facebook page. Read the article, everybody. I encourage you, read the entire article. It's mind-blowing. It is really mind-blowing how long everybody has known about this, how tainted this witness is, how ridiculous that we're going down this path. Professor Ebling, I greatly appreciate it, as always.
Always my pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. It's the Steve Greer Show on Halloween. You better call.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
Today, our tour of Pioneer Soybean Development has taken us here. I'm entering one of the growth chambers at the Johnston, Iowa campus. The door is closing. This room is carefully regulated for temperature, light, humidity. I'm in a huge, long, tube-like chamber filled with soybean plants. They keep it pretty dim in here. This is just one phase of a multi-year process to bring the strongest seeds to market, such as the famed Pioneer brand A-Series soybeans. Depending on what happens in here, pioneer breeders may advance these contenders to the next phase, or not. Most of the soybeans in this room won't make it into a pioneer bag. But the ones that do are designed to be the best performing soybeans ever introduced by Pioneer. Growth chambers, another thing that makes Pioneer, Pioneer. You'll hear more from me later. For now, let your local Pioneer sales representative hear from you.
Every week at Ellie's Place, peer support groups help hundreds of children and teens learn to cope and begin to heal after the death of a parent, sibling, or someone close to them.
It just made me feel like I wasn't the only one going through this.
1 in 12 children in Michigan will experience the death of a parent or sibling before the age of 18. At Ellie's Place, children interact with peers who've suffered a similar loss and express their emotions in a secure and empowering environment. Learn more at elliesplace.org.